Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I think the rain was in tempo with the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. That's raining cats and dogs.
It's pittering and pattering.
Yes. Yeah.
In the world where now the dogs sleep with us, it's a world I don't like. Dogs, at least Roland also has, like, rain's coming, so I'm just going to be on edge now. ESP.
Yeah.
He would just stir and stir. He's a big dog, 55 pounds.
Yeah.
It's just, it was not a good night.
Didn't get some real REM sleep?
Didn't feel like it.
No?
The whole reason we do it was for the dog that gets up in the middle of the night, who as of late hasn't. The little guy has been sleeping through the night, which is great.
He's fine. But then Big Dog's
like, I think there's a storm coming in the next 24 to 48 hours, so I'm just going to stay alert.
He didn't get good sleep either, okay? Just so you know.
He sleeps all day. I'm walking the dogs upstairs at, I don't know, 3-something, and I'm like, my day is starting. And then in my head, are the dogs like, is their day starting? But then all they're going to do is eat, go outside, and then go lay back down. That's their day.
My dog refused to go outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, it's raining.
Have you checked the weather?
Warm, and I was cozy. Like, I had to rouse him to get up to go outside. And then he takes one step outside, and he's like, no, I don't want to do this.
Do you, like, block the door? And like, you have to go business.
But it was raining. It was raining inside the house. So I was like, okay, I get it. Come on back in.
So whose job is it now? Because you're here.
I'm here.
So somebody's going to have to let the dog out.
He'll let people know he has to go. Yes.
Well, is he a wine barker?
Yep.
That's great.
He's a wine barker. That's his breed.
He's a wine barker.
Yeah. I thought he was a lab, but
he's a wine barker.
He's a wine barker. Yeah.
I think they won Westminster last year, didn't they?
That's the doggiest dog.
It's the wine barker.
Beautiful wine
barker. Is it the dog or is it the handler? That's always my question.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, we have a beautiful wine barker. Yeah.
He is a wonderful wine barker. No, he lets us know that like it's time for business.
That's good.
Yeah.
Kingston's that. Roland never got it. He'll go to the door and then we just like, where'd he go? And then he will make the tiniest whimper.
And if you're not
listening.
If
you don't catch it.
You've got a mess to clean up.
Guys, can I go out now? Guys?
Dogs are so great.
Guys? Like, we're in the other room watching loud television.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt.
Hey, guys, I don't.
I'd hate to be a nuisance. I don't want to be a bother to you.
Really have to go. Guys.
I won't interrupt their television watching. I'll just let them clean it up later.
I'm sure they prefer this. I don't want to disturb them.
Very Midwestern dog.
It's a very polite dog.
So polite.
You have a wine barker.
Yeah.
And I have like a lingering goodbyer, mm-hmm. right? That's what we, very Midwestern.
Yes. And yesterday was April Fool's Day.
It was.
I didn't see a whole lot. I totally got taken by Oxford University announcing that Taylor Swift was going to be a student. She was going to be studying music at Oxford.
We have a mutual friend, I think a schoolmate of yours who owns Dash in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Posted on Facebook they were introducing a new size of coffee cup. And it was the size of somebody's head.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You were excited, huh?
For a minute, I'm like, I
can use, that's a joke. April Fools. Hidden Valley Ranch offered a ranch flavored soda.
Fun.
Huh?
Culligan offered bottled water, but it's like the world's first water pop or something. It was just water.
It's just water. Company called Josh Sellers. They do wine.
I know Josh quite well.
Oh, you know Josh?
Yes.
Josh.
Josh usually.
Josh. A bottle of Josh.
Usually has a fuel saver. Trust me.
That's true. That is true.
It's good wine.
Well, Josh said that they were launching a line of furniture that's wine stained. So it's already ruined. You don't have to worry about spilling the wine
on it. That's a great idea.
But it's not real. April Fool's. And then this one actually, you know, there's always something that kind of like people are like, wait, that's a good idea. Or like, why did you lie about that? That upsets me. Reese's. They claimed that they were selling chocolate bread for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You guys.
Do that.
That sounds amazing.
So people were mad when it became, everyone found out it was April Fool's.
Chocolate bread, is a thing.
It is.
You could make that. Reese's. Get on that.
I think you will also just have the peanut butter built into the bread.
Duh.
And then all you have to do at home is add jelly.
Yeah.
That'd be so simple.
Oh, you guys.
Peanut butter chocolate bread? Yes.
You're joking, but you're talking genius level stuff here.
Yes.
Do it.
Please.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
As you and I know, it was April Fool's yesterday. And it is a beloved holiday for any elementary school student.
Yes.
Let me tell you. And my kids were talking at dinner, so excited about how much fun they had with all of the pranks that people pulled. They thought it was funny when teachers get involved too, because then it's like genius level of April Fool's, right? So I've got Audrey, like she was at track practice and the coach said that they had to work on coordination. So they were doing leaps instead of running today. We will be, prancing. Basically they were doing the pony dance, right?
Right.
The lady who's prancing like a pony. She's like, that was funny. And then, Cora was like, oh yeah. Well, my teacher said that they downloaded new software for our Chromebooks and we had a smelling portion of our ISIS. And so we had to smell our computers and the whole class is smelling our computers until Cora said she stopped and she looked at her little friend Emerson and they're like, wait a second, you can't smell a computer.
Good for her for figuring that out.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had to tell everybody, stop, she's playing a trick on us. April Fools. And then the April Fools, like, I don't know, the talking about it inspired something. Cora's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And so in the middle of dinner, she gets up. I don't think about it. We're having a conversation. So, you know, the combo carries on. We're eating. And then all of a sudden, I hear Cora go, Mom, the water's running down the stairs.
No.
And I was like, oh, no, I gotta get up there. Like, something went wrong in the bathroom and the water is spilling out of the bathroom down the stairs. This is bad. I get up there. And she has placed cans of water into her shoes and made the shoes look like they are going down the stairs.
What?
It was adorable.
That's brilliant.
It's so smart. I don't know. I'm sure she probably got it from somebody.
She got it from smelling a computer is where she got it.
Shout out to her teacher for being the genius at April Fool's. I don't know where that came from, but I thought that was a really good one.
That's next level.
Yeah. Yeah. Super, super good.
There's a pun involved.
Yeah.
There was a prop.
Multiple. She could have done it with one pair of shoes, but she used three.
You guys have cans of water?
Yeah, we
I'm also confused by that.
Canned water?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
But we love a LaCroix.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We got a Spindrift. We like to
Waterloo. So she had a couple cans on her person, or did she sneak those upstairs?
She must have snuck them out of the fridge.
Wow.
She had to have taken them out of the fridge.
She was ready.
And I didn't even
hear. She plotted.
Yes. She had a plan.
Yeah.
I was the April Fool.
You have two very talented daughters, but you've got a smart one there.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Watch out for the little one.
Watch out. Okay. Monday was go to the dentist day. And it was bad news dentist day because I'm just not, my teeth are great. It's my gums.
Oh,
I'm not
Eric,
keeping up with my gums.
Got to get those gums taken care of.
So for the sixth year in a row, they're like, you have to get a Waterpik floss. Do you guys have one of these?
We just upgraded.
So I'm now considering adding a Waterpik to our house. I have been fighting this for a long time.
Why are you fighting it?
It just seems like propaganda. I'm like, you guys are just trying to get me to buy more stuff.
You talk about this like it's the chiropractor. You're like scared of the chiropractor.
It's a witch doctor
thing. Come on. It's just a Waterpik. It's for your teeth health.
I get it now because after they're like, oh, those pockets are a little loose back there. So I'm like, well, here's an actual concern. I don't know where we're going to put it. We have a pretty small footprint in our master bath.
Yeah.
And when I have a toothbrush there already, vitamins, hand soap, mouthwash,
quit taking vitamins.
Nope. Vitamins. Shannon's makeup, hair. It's just, we don't have room. So I looked Shannon square in the eye.
You did not ask for space on the counter.
No.
You fool.
I did. I thought I did one better. I said, starting yesterday, I'm going to change my morning routine and I'm going to use the guest bathroom. And that's the face she made. She's like, are we getting divorced?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why? Why is that
why
your first?
Why are you mad?
I'm not. In what? Fact, I'm going to use a bathroom that doesn't cast light or sound into our bedroom. Isn't that an improvement?
Why do you hate her?
Now I got it from both ends. Stop it.
Why? Just be nice to your wife.
I'm trying to.
Use the bathroom.
Use the master bathroom that makes, we don't have a door. Our bathroom opens into our bedroom. There is no door. It
is
an open hallway.
Why is she mad?
There, thank you. Thank you.
Girl.
You're back on my side.
Girl.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
No outdoor warning test today. This is the first Wednesday of April, but because we've got these high winds and rain and possible thunderstorms moving through, we don't want to give, you know, a false impression.
Yeah, good point.
So, canceling the Linn County siren test for sure. I don't know about other emergency management agencies in our listening area, but Linn County not testing the sirens today. Next test coming up on May the 7th. Whirlpool announcing 650 people will be laid off in 60 days. That layoff comes up on June 1st. About 2,000 people work at the Amana plant, which makes refrigerators under multiple brands, including Amana and Whirlpool. Company cites low customer demand as the reason for the layoff.
Wow.
So that announcement coming down yesterday, and then the actual date coming up on June the 1st. Regardless of your politics, a record's a record. U.S. Senator Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest speech ever delivered in the Senate. He's a Democrat from New Jersey. He was on the floor talking for 25 hours and 4 minutes. Previous record was Senator Strom Thurmond in 1957, 24 hours and 18 minutes. Senate rules require you to stand the entire time and you cannot take a bathroom break.
You cannot?
I didn't know that.
That's my question is how do we...
They were tracking his time and then it said like some members of the chamber were then asking him questions to let him kind of rest his voice. I thought that was also to keep the time going so he could like run out and go to the bathroom and come back.
That's not.
You cannot leave the floor. You have to stay standing and you cannot take a break for the bathroom.
Okay. So you have to be prepared to do something like that.
You have to prepare yourself if you know you're going to just get up and orate for 25
hours?
Plus hours. What's got us feeling all right? For those that do not know, Cedar Rapids' Bruce Moore is connected to the Titanic. So all this month, Bruce Moore is featuring special items from the family's collection, the Douglas family specifically, that connect back to the Titanic. So on specific tours, the Guided Mansion tour or the Nooks and Cranny tour, you'll see historic objects and archival materials displayed through the house. Among them, the actual family scrapbook of the Douglas family, who, like all of us, clipped things out back in the day.
Yeah.
I still have a scrapbook from 9/11.
Okay. And they saved like...
They saved newspaper clippings of the announcement of the Titanic sinking. And it's in their family scrapbook that has been held since 19-whatever. That's amazing.
Wow.
Also, Irene Douglas has a diary entry where she talks about losing Walter Douglas. So George Douglas, who lived in the mansion, his brother was on the Titanic and perished.
Oh.
So the page of the diary recounts the day Irene and George Douglas confirmed the fate of Walter Douglas, George's brother, who was on the Titanic, which sank April 15th of 1912. These are items in our town right now that you could look at Bruce Moore, which just kind of brings history home.
Yeah.
Amazing. So during the month of April, and then I think the other poignant point is they're going to walk you through the tour. And this was... You have to remember people lived here. Like, it kind of feels like it's a museum.
It does.
Or a venue.
It's such a grand house, and you just don't see the houses like that anymore.
But consider if you've ever been at home and you got news that a family member died, and like how you kind of walk the floor, and like you can relive that moment. Like, they got the news while in that house.
Yeah.
And then that's all part of the tour as well. So contact Bruce Moore if you want to get your tickets, but you got to do either the Guided Mansion tour or the Nooks and Crannies tour to experience that component of Titanic. But that's all on display this month at Bruce Moore.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. His daughter, Mercedes, told the New York Times that he died of pneumonia at age 65. He was a stage actor at first, actually in the 80s, and then went to Hollywood and landed roles in comedies like Top Secret and then Real Genius.
I think he went to a performing arts academy. I don't know if it was Juilliard, but it might have been.
Something fancy.
Yeah.
And then when he gets to Top Gun playing Iceman Tom Kaczynski, I mean, that's when it's like, oh, Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Major movie star, right? And then you get to the 90s. He was Batman.
He was the replacement to Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And still some people's favorite Batman, right? He was in Tombstone and True Romance and Heat and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. His final role, actually, he went back to playing Iceman in Top Gun Maverick in 2022.
That's a very poignant part of that movie.
I know.
Because he couldn't speak. And then right at the end, he says a couple words to Tom Cruise's character.
Right.
Yeah.
And in the towards the end of his life, he was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. So he had a procedure and the trachea damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had difficulty speaking. So he had that electric voice box. And there was a whole documentary.
I highly recommend. It's on Amazon Prime because he kind of came up into Hollywood at the exact same time video cameras were becoming popular. He filmed everything. He documented everything.
All of those moments?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
So like a really in-depth look.
It's mostly his home movies and then kind of woven together so you kind of see how his career took off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
With that kind of voice box
A little bit of that, but there's a lot of talking to his family as well.
Wow. Beautiful. One of the nicest guys in Hollywood, I think most people agree, is Paul Rudd. He's just a really nice guy and people get along with him on sets. But there is one guy that Paul Rudd doesn't like. And that guy is his dentist. Actually, not his dentist anymore. It was a dentist he went to in his late 20s, early 30s, sometime after he did Clueless, you know, kind of get into Hollywood. And then the guy told him that he needed to do some preventative stuff to his teeth since he was a professional. Paul Rudd believed the guy, but he said, the guy screwed up my teeth so badly. It's one of the things that I carry around to this day. I'm so furious about it. It's the only time I ever went to him. Don't even remember his name.
What work were they doing?
I know. I'm like, what, like sealants or what preventative care did
he do? Well, you're going to be in Hollywood, so you need to, you know, cover your teeth with fake teeth. Like, or implants?
I don't know. What did he do to you, Paul Rudd? He said he doesn't even remember the guy's name, but if you're reading this, know that you're a terrible dentist.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's...
just did it for the money.
A little bit of bad blood there. But also, Paul Rudd doesn't think he's a particularly nice guy. He's just polite, respect other people's time, show up on time, you know.
Well, that makes for a nice guy, Paul Rudd.
You are a nice guy then, Paul. You are.
Also, you have a very nice name, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah. Who gets mad on a guy named Paul?
You can't.
Chelsea Handler is very free in what she chooses to post on Instagram. A lot of times for her birthday, she'll celebrate by skiing down a hill naked. Topless photos happen all the time for Chelsea Handler. It's no big deal. Except it is now for her nephews.
Uh-oh.
Her nephews have asked her to stop, and she has listened. She said, I told them this is why I don't have children. I don't want to have parameters for me, for my life, set by children. But they said that they are in college, they have friends, and they're all talking about me.
That would be awkward.
It'd be so weird. Yes. Hey, I saw your aunt.
I saw Aunt Chelsea's, if you get what I mean.
And she's like, oh, great. I'm relevant to college kids on one hand. That's great. But, do you want to humiliate your nephews, though? I don't want to be, like, the joke and have people picking on them, so... she's not going to be posting.
She gets it.
Yeah.
She is. She comes across, I think, as not put together, but she's very put together.
Very.
Right.
Very, yeah. Super smart. So
I still remember her doing a show at the Paramount and she ate at Cobble Hill. Like, we were in the restaurant with her.
You were like rare air.
It was like, you're just two tables away and everybody left her alone. It was cool.
Everybody's cool.
She just seemed very down to earth.
Exactly. Yeah. So she understands how they feel.
She gets it.
I can respect that. And that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Very seasonally appropriate, I have to say. And it's on top of your mind because you've got two dogs. You're a pet parent.
We are a pet parent. And the big topic today is with Kingston, as we're working our way through whatever kidney failure looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires two trips to the vet every week because they give him a saline solution and flush out those kidneys and get them working.
Yeah.
Which is great. And he looks very... he's frail, but he looks very approachable because he's cute. We just got a haircut, by the way. Looks like a handsome gentleman.
Anytime you have like a little dog with lots of fur, it's like, oh, puppy, more cat size. It's so approachable.
Something that could like fit in the crest of your arm,
yes.
Right? You just want to approach. The problem with Kingston is at his advanced age of 19, he cannot see nor hear. So I'm always letting people know. It's like, oh, can I, like, if you come right at him, he's not even going to see you.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of position him in such a way. And at the vet, that's an easy place to have those conversations because for the most part, we're all responsible pet owners.
Yeah.
And we know the rules and we know how to approach and let the dog sniff. Where I was starting to think after the last couple of appointments, it's like, we're going into farmer's market season. We're going into on the trails and outdoor running season.
Warmer weather. Yeah. You're just going to run into more strangers' pets.
Yes.
And they might be so adorable that you want to approach. And if your kids feel that exact same way, kids bring a different energy to the situation.
Totally. And dogs and cats all pick up on energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our question. From a pet parent standpoint, how do you like your pet to be approached? And then from the human standpoint, what do you tell your kids?
Hi, are you calling for Momtroversy?
Yes, I am.
What are your thoughts on this one?
Everything that you said, but also when my kids approach dogs, I make sure like they don't have a service vest on. I try to teach them that service vest dogs are working.
Excellent point.
But also, you know, let them smell their hand and then slowly touch them on top of their head.
Yeah, a lot of the points we've had so far is ask first before approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Let there be a sniff. We're getting a lot of people like avoid the mouth area, right? For sure. Because something could happen. Dog mm-hmm. can get startled and one instinct is to bite. But she brings up a good point. More and more days, there are actual people now, those dogs are in vests. I'm training. I'm a service dog. I'm working. Do not approach. Do not pet.
Yeah.
And you have to be mindful of those rules as well.
Totally, because they're in work mode, right? And
exactly.
That might not include loves and kisses and pets. So you have to be a little bit mindful of where the animal's coming from. But are there rules for parents? Have you sat down with your kids and told them these rules? Do they know? Or we've even had some responses on the Z102.9 Facebook page where this conversation is also happening that some parents just say no. They just tell their kids, let's just avoid the whole possible bad situation and do not approach a strange.
How do you enforce that, though?
That's got to be hard.
I mean, it's coming from
two people who love dogs.
Like, there's no way. I want to adopt your dog and I want it to live with me forever and ever.
Look at the hair on that dog.
Another quick one, too, is let's say you're going over to a friend's house.
Yeah.
And they have cats. And maybe your kid's allergic. How do those conversations go down, right? Is it on the homeowner to then get the cats maybe out of the way?
Get them out of here.
Or is it on you to, like, Zyrtec up your kid, right? Like, pets do create some interesting parenting challenges when it's another family's and now you're engaging with them.
Yeah.
Which adds now to the complexity of our Momtroversy today.
Must be a little tricky. Yeah. How do you navigate those waters as a parent? Do you have rules? Do you let your kids pet a stranger's animal? How do you do it?
Let us know on the phone lines. They are open right now at 200-1029.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Well, and today we're talking pet parenting.
Yes, pet parenting and actually kid parenting, because when the two meet, there can be dangerous situations. A stranger's pet, how do you approach that situation as a parent? And you're somebody, like, as a dog owner, how do you approach that situation when there's little kids involved?
This has come up quite a lot. We've been at the vet weekly, twice a week for some time now, as Kingston is fighting his way through kidney failure. So it's just at the vet, that seems like hallowed ground. It's safe.
Yeah.
People know the rules of the road. And there's also trained people there if something was to ever go down.
But as you're saying, it's warm weather season is approaching and there's more opportunities to get out and about, maybe go for a walk just in your neighborhood or on a trail or at the downtown farmer's market. You might run across a stranger's pet.
And that's going to be a situation where you've got to have rules of the road before an interaction takes place. So that's been our question, approaching other people's pets. Hi, Z102.9.
Good morning. I am calling for Momtroversy.
What are your thoughts? How do you approach a stranger's pet?
So if I have them, I tell my son to ask loudly so that they can hear that he wants to. And then that way it's a responsibility is also on him. But then the owner is also hearing me say, you need to ask first so that they're not like blindsided or they understand what he's saying. And then if they give him permission, then it's okay, but he's not allowed to stand right by their mouth.
Yeah, that's come up a lot.
Yeah.
It's approach, ask always. And I love the fact that you're like, you have to be, because you can still be timid and ask, right?
Right, right.
And then you're, as a pet owner, I might not hear that. But once you've established like, oh, he's cool, that little dude wants to come over. And then, yeah, and then don't go directly for the face.
Which is kind of hard. Like you might want to give him a hug and approach the way you would a human, but pet the back.
More pet the back, right?
Right. And if the owner's like, oh, well, he loves giving kisses and he loves, then it's like, okay, well, if you want to let him give you a kiss, you know, because it kind of depends on the dog, because you don't know, like, if they're going to be more aggressive if he puts their face or not.
And that's where I step in as the pet owner. Like, okay, here's how this dog typically reacts.
Here's his rules, which
is also on me to know that, right?
Yeah.
Part of this momtroversy is, as a pet owner, what are my rules for going out in public? Yeah, I have to know the behavior and the attitude and the energy level of my dog in certain situations. So I think it's give and take, right?
Totally. And then there's different energy levels that the kid's putting out too. As she was saying, like my son must be heard asking if I can pet your dog. Sometimes your kid might be in a very shy, state of mind. And if they're like, they really want to pet the dog, but they barely speak up. You have to make sure you're heard too.
I was just thinking, cause we took the dogs with us when we went to visit the in-laws in Des Moines over the weekend. Another thing that comes up a lot is the tail is not a handle. Got to be careful there.
Although that's fun.
It is, but don't.
Yeah.
And I think the ongoing topic of like staying away from the mouth area, it's adorable when it's like, you know, pat or pet nicely. And the kid just gently like taps on the back of the pet. It's just, your heart melts when that happens.
I know. It's so sweet.
That's our topic for Momtroversy, approaching other people's pets. We're getting into the season where you're going to see a lot of dogs outside. Hi, Z102.9. You calling for Momtroversy?
I am.
What are your thoughts?
So I have actually taught my children to make sure they ask for permission to approach an animal. And I also taught them how to make sure they present the back of their hand so that the animal can see that they're coming in kindness.
Coming in kindness. I love those words together.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Great techniques.
Because otherwise, if you come open-handed, it can be like you're trying to grab the dog, and then they sometimes react.
Yeah.
So.
No. That open palm. Depending on how they were brought up, that dog could have been in a bad situation before too.
Yeah,
you never know.
I like that phrasing though. That's a good little.
Come with kindness.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. We appreciate it. Hi. Thanks for calling for Momtroversy. What are your thoughts on approaching other people's pets?
My kid unfortunately had some not great experience with like dogs and stuff when she was little that made her not like dogs. And so, I'm not only like when she was little, not only did I say like, hey, don't approach the dog without asking, but I actually will tell people not to let their dog approach as well. She's 14 now and she had a couple dogs that either like jumped on her or things like that.
Yeah.
So just a little bit more cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's one thing to talk to the pet owner and ask, but it's also fair to say, you know what? You've got a dog near my kid, right?
Right.
And can you just kind of stay on the other side of the road?
That is, that's something that, you know, and people might not realize either.
Right.
Exactly. And I love dogs. I play with dogs a lot at work. But my kid doesn't because of that. And it makes me sad because people weren't paying attention to their pet.
That's a lot of it too, is sometimes you think you're like, you got an eagle eye on that animal.
Or even like, my dog's so sweet, so kind. You wouldn't think that anybody would care. Everybody wants to pet my dog.
They're also animals, right? Sometimes they're unpredictable.
Yeah, kids
Thanks
might not
for,
like
Thanks for calling in for Momtroversy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.